In this Sunday's New Testament lesson, we find ourselves in Athens with Paul. Athens is a world of idols, man-made God substitutes, and being surrounded by them distressed Paul. Paul talked with everyone about his own faith, in the synagogue, in the marketplace, even among the philosophers. Now, in his wandering around Athens, Paul noted one altar inscribed to an unknown God. And it was that God, the unknown one, which Paul chose to tell the Greeks about in order to argue to them that they should stop worshiping idols. His argument was that it's this God, whom they did not know, who made the world and all that is in it. That unknown God doesn't live in a temple, doesn't need us to feed him or care for him or meet his daily needs, but rather he is the one responsible for having created us. And then Paul hits the crux of his argument, that this God, the unknown God, the one who was unknown to the Athenians of that time, created us so that we would seek him, so that we would reach out to him, so that we would find him with us, knowing that he has always been near us. This is the God who will come to judge the world, Paul said, by the man that is Jesus, whom he has appointed. And the proof of all of this, Paul said, is that this man, Jesus, has been raised from the dead. Some heard what Paul said and sneered at him, scoffed, scorned his message. Some said, "We'll be back later to hear more." And others believed. May God bless us this day that we may find ourselves in that third group, those who believe.